that was after Irene and Lee, and specifically in our Blenheim Gilboa pump storage hydroelectric plant in Schoharie County. As you know, a lot of the communication infrastructure, both fiber and cell towers, were not as efficient and effective during that time. And so we are working with the telecom companies and the communities, specifically in Schoharie County, to make sure that in the future we have redundant systems that can withstand severe shocks such as Irene and Lee back a couple of years ago.
There's been concern in the state and in other states about the safety and the integrity of dams. What can you tell us more about the situation there? I understand it's actually the New York City's responsibility, but what is the Power Authority's responsibility when it comes to Gilboa?
Well, we have our power dam. The Gilboa plant has an upper reservoir and lower reservoir. We are in compliance, in fact, exceed the requirements of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. That is the federal regulatory body that oversees what is required in terms of dam safety. And we drill, you know, every year or so in various in our various facilities, not just in Schoharie County, but also in Niagara, where we have our large Niagara Power Project, and in Messina, where we have our St. Lawrence FDR Power Project.
Why do you drill? What does that indicate to you?
It's a tabletop simulation. It is overseen by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and we simulate an event. We deal with the first responders in the community based on that simulated event. And that entire process, it's about a day or two, is overseen and observed by the federal regulators to make sure that we have the right resources and we are implementing proper procedures in the event of an emergency.
If the National Weather Service today was to tell you that another major storm was coming up the coast and it was warmer weather and a possible hurricane like Sandy was redeveloping, what would the Power Authority do today that perhaps it didn't do a year and a half ago when Sandy hit?
I think not only the Power Authority, but I think the utilities in New York State will be more prepared in terms of pre-positioning resources, both line workers and tree trimmers, and the supply chain that will support a restoration process. Now, we are doing a lot of hardening at this point under Governor Cuomo's leadership. For example, they just announced that $1.4 billion will be used to harden and strengthen the grid on Long Island. That involves raising substations, building flood walls, better design of overhead distribution systems and poles, again, just to make sure that we can withstand better severe weather events, but also equally important that we can bounce back quicker when we have down power lines and outages during a storm similar to Sandy.
Another threat facing the power grid is man-made, a cyber attack. How is the Power Authority preparing to defend itself against an attack on the grid by computer?
This is an emerging issue. We have been investing a lot in this area, along with other utilities in the country. There is another regulatory body called NERC, the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, under the supervision of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and they set mandatory standards for critical infrastructure, properties such as computers and control systems of power plants and transmission. And so we are making sure that we are not only in compliance, but we exceed the minimum requirements imposed by our regulators. And it is a threat that is changing all the time, and therefore we have to be dynamic and responsive to those changes. Another area is physical security. I know it's been covered in the newspaper, specifically the Wall Street Journal, about the the physical attack at its substation in California, the Metcalf substation. And so now the regulatory bodies, federal regulatory bodies, are developing, again, mandatory standards that utilities must meet to protect their assets from physical threats.
Has there ever been a successful cyber attack on a power system in this country?
No, there hasn't been at the moment. And the good thing with our country's grid is that it has a lot of diversity, and there isn't like a one weak link that then shuts off the entire grid. So that's one good thing. But this is a real threat, and both cyber and physical security. And I think the industry is working very well together as an industry, but also the communication and cooperation with the federal government agencies is critical in this area.